Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Happy Memorial Day to anybody in the U.S. Or abroad who might celebrate that. Thank you for your service and for everything that goes on associated to serving in the military. The three-day weekend, at least in the United States, Saturday, Sunday, Monday of this week for Memorial Day, has been a slow bleed out when it comes to crypto. And I'm starting to see a lot of interesting commentary, and I think a lot of people are just getting frustrated with what's happening in the market, because depending upon how much money you have in, you're starting to see that number trickle down in your blockfolio or you're in your Delta account every single day. For the most part, pretty much across the board, we'll dive into all of that. There's a really interesting article from CoinDesk that it's from Michael Casey, who is, I believe, is the chairman of their board and also wrote a crypto book that I've read in the past. That was pretty solid there as well. But it focuses on not necessarily the price fluctuations of crypto, but as a lot of this stuff has gone down, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but as a lot of the market has kind of collapsed into itself, the level of innovation has not just stabilized. It's actually, I think, increased pretty significantly. And that doesn't necessarily help you if you don't care about the innovation, you don't care about it, you're not, quote unquote, in it for the tech. You're in it for the money, and your money's bleeding out. But I do think it's an interesting thing to look at, and also a tweet from my man Bully on Twitter that goes to show, I think, a sentiment that I agree with right now as far as what we will probably see as round two of the retail capitulation in 2018. From probably mid-February all the way into early April when the market rebounded a bit, I thought that was a massive period of just people packing up their bags, going home, leaving the markets. You could see it in the market percentages. You could see it in terms of any media, YouTube views, podcast downloads, whatever it might be. You could just see people leaving the market in droves. And I think we're getting to another point here where that is probably going to happen again. So we will talk about that in today's conversation as well. If you are watching this right now on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. Would really appreciate you hitting the like button. Helps to get this video out to as many people as possible. So looking at on-chain FX right now, which is kind of, as always, one of my favorite websites out there. But looking at on-chain FX right now, we are, I don't want to say we're back where we were, but we're pretty similar to where we were after what I would consider was a pretty nice run in mid-April to early May. And a lot of people in early May, I think, were thinking, you know, hey, the altcoin season, it's back. We're getting ready to run. And if you look at the changes here, I'll pull up the 30-day, or I'll pull up the, let's get the appropriate changes here. If we pull up the 30-day change versus the US dollar, basically every crypto across the board right now, at least in on-chain FX, if we scroll down, there are 90 or so. Let's look at the 30-day changes across the board. Down 21 plus percent for Bitcoin against the US dollar, down 21% for Ethereum, down 32% for Ripple, down 33% for Bitcoin Cash, EOS down 34%, Litecoin down 24%, Stellar Lumens down 38%, Cardano down 44% over the past 30 days, Tron down 20%. Tron's actually performed better than most. The only one I see up here, and this is, I don't even know if this is real or not, but Bitcoin Diamond, I don't know where those numbers are coming from. I really have never paid attention to Bitcoin Diamond whatsoever. But in the top 20 in the top 30 from a market capitalization perspective, the only cryptocurrencies that are up in the past 30 days are Bitcoin Diamond, which again, no clue whatsoever. You have Zilliqa up about 5%. Zilliqa had an incredible run in the past probably 90 days or so. At one point, it was up like 200-300%. And Decred is up 1.6%. So, you know, big time gainer there, big time gainer. So the entire market has basically over the past 7 days, 30 days, really bled out. May has been a miserable month in terms of crypto and or in the crypto markets. And you're starting to see the frustration on a lot of people. And I think you can see it across the board, whether you're on Twitter, whether you're just the YouTube comments, which are a dangerous, dangerous place to be, as always. Probably gonna get yelled at and told I'm an effing loser in the YouTube comments because I'm still making these videos and I'm gonna be a broke boy and living in my parents' basement. Shout out to the parents' basement, which I am not there. But the innovation of what's kind of going on and all this stuff that's happening, I think is it's interesting to see kind of like the dichotomy right now that's happening, because yes, the market's bleeding out, but that doesn't mean that the people that are actually building things in the crypto ecosystem are just like sitting back and saying, yo, my Bitcoin's down 20% this month. I'm not going to actually develop anything. I'm not going to make anything. You know, I'm not going to try to develop any partnerships, or I'm not going to try to continue innovating in this landscape. And if we pop over here to CoinDesk, I think this is a fantastic article that I would recommend you reading. I will link to it below in the YouTube description and podcast link. And so this is from Michael J. Casey. Again, he is one of the advisors for CoinDesk and an author. I think he wrote a solid book that I've read before or listened to through Audible. But he talks about the difference between kind of starting off CoinDesk consensus 2017 and then this year to 2018, the crazy run between May 2017, May 2018, the incredible things that have happened both on a positive side and negative side, and how, you know, the market has obviously slowed down in 2018. There's no way to argue that at all. The market has really taken a pretty significant cool. But when you look under the hood at what a lot of what is happening, whether it's Bitcoin or whether it's Ethereum, whether it's a lot of these other projects out there, there's some interesting developments that have happened. He makes the case in terms of Bitcoin that finally the Bitcoin scaling debate is kind of over, the small versus big blockers. The small blockers are Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Core, as Roger would like to say. The people that wanted the large blocks now have their own cryptocurrency. They have Bitcoin Cash. SegWit has been rolled out. The Lightning Network is well into development, is actually usable now, though still not widely utilized yet. Ethereum is working on scaling solutions, whether it's with Raiden, whether it's with Plasma. There's also Polkadot, Cosmos, things like that. Even Ripple is working on some cross-blockchain interoperability there. Some really interesting things that have been happening with the crypto landscape. And I do think, like I said, it is worth reading this article, because it does go to show that just because the price is falling, the industry is not stopping the innovation. It's in my opinion, and getting an opportunity now working full time in crypto, at AirSwap and having conversations with people that are building incredible things and interesting things, you get to see it firsthand, and it is really cool that even though the price might be dropping, you can see that the level of effort that people are building or trying to, and how passionate people are about this blockchain cryptocurrency space. So I remain excited about that. What does that mean for the price? Really nothing. There is obviously a cool down right now, and I think the retail environment has really kind of pulled back quite a bit, and we are getting to the point where institutions can, I think we're kind of at that precipice where institutional investors are able to move into this space in a more probably secure manner. The infrastructure is being built for institutional investors and for large scale investors to really be investing at a larger scale, or trading, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're just going to be. I think the common misconception is that people say, hey, the herd is coming, the institutional investors are coming. Doesn't mean they're just going to sit there and buy Bitcoin and just go, you know, unexposed long positions and things like, you know, unprotected long positions. There's going to be trading back and forth, and there's going to be a lot, from that respect. But it does mean that this industry, at least in my opinion, as much as people want to say crypto is dead, blah, 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 blah. I mean, we pop over here to the market cap, and yeah, it's a $290 billion market right now. Probably $300 billion on Coinbase. It is not on CoinMarketCap. It is not a dead market. Crypto is not dead. If you want to say that, fine. That's great. If you want to pack up and leave, that's fine. However, if you are getting nervous, if you're not enjoying the market as much as you were when you were making 5, 10, 15, 20% every single day, like you probably were in December and maybe early January, that's cool too. It's time to reevaluate your strategy and how you do things. Are you overexposed to crypto? Do you simply have too much money in crypto that you can't afford to lose? Probably time to look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, maybe I should move some of this back to cash. Maybe I should just be a smarter investor if I can't afford to lose this, because the market doesn't just go straight upwards. There is no elevator to the sky. So you have to take that into consideration. What I'm doing right now is personally just trying to improve myself whether it's learning more just about the cryptocurrency, whether it's the investing or the technical landscape, whether it's getting a better understanding of certain proponents like trading or venture capital even. I've been doing a lot of research recently on venture capital related concepts and things of that nature, just to get a better background and understanding of that, and just building my own personal network within the space. That's kind of how I've been focusing on and doubling down and trying to really just work with people and converse with people who are incredibly intelligent and really smart when it comes down to the crypto landscape. Now, getting to the tweet that my man Bully put out, it's at Bully Esquire, at Bully ESQ, at Bully ESQ on Twitter. I'm sure you already follow him anyway, but if you don't, I'll put a link to this tweet below. But he said, this slow bleed on everything is going to shake a lot of people out. And I completely fully agree with that. You saw that going from February to early April before the market rebounded. And it's funny because I can even see some people in the comments that are kind of there, or even on the Twitter feed and things like that, that are there when the market is up. And then when the market's not, they're just kind of moving on with other aspects of their life and doing things that, you know, might just be easier and better. But I do believe that this slow bleed out is going to shake a lot of people out, because yes, crypto is incredibly interesting when you're making 10, 20, 40, 50, 100, 200, 300% in a month, in a week, whatever it might be. Not as interesting when you are losing 20, 30, 40% in a month. That's not fun, and that's not appealing for most people. And I do think that the difference, and I've said this a million freaking times, but having been the individual who bought basically at the all-time high in December of 2013, and participated in a long, slow bleed out of the Bitcoin prices over 2014, kind of into 2015, I've lost a lot of interest, and I would have been a lot better off if I just continued to learn and put in effort to just better myself from an investing standpoint or from a trading standpoint, or just learn more about the industry. But I didn't do that. And the people that did do that are the ones that are now, doing very, 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 very well for themselves because they stuck around. Not saying that past performance or history is going to repeat itself, but there's only one way to find out, and it's to just work your ass off. And I'm not saying to be overexposed, but if you do work hard, you study this industry as a lot of other people are leaving, I'm not definitely guaranteeing that the market is going to recover. I personally think it will. I personally think we will probably see a $1 trillion valuation for the entire crypto market at some point in time. I personally do believe that, but I'm saying if that market does turn around and you are there and you are present and you are aware of the things that are going on, you're not going to miss the opportunities that the people that are packing up now are. So that's just my thought process as we look at this stuff, but I definitely believe with the dude Bully on all of this. Outside of that, guys, hit that thumbs up button on the video. I'd certainly appreciate that. And if you are on the West Coast, or if you're in San Francisco, I will be speaking at the NAC3 conference on June 23rd. Would love to see you there. Tickets definitely are reasonable. I'll be there with Carter Thomas from Coin Mastery, who I met in New York, and then Crypto Lark and a few other people in regards to just talking about cryptocurrency. My part of the conversation is going to actually be on security tokens. I've been working a lot on that recently, and I want to provide an introduction or a primer to security tokens, why they might be interesting, why they're not as interesting, the good, the bad, the ugly. So we'll dive into all of that on the security token front. So I'll put a link below to where you can buy the NAC3 tickets if you'd like to. There is a discount code. It's Crypto Bobby is the discount code. So just click that link below and you'll get the tickets for that. Look forward to meeting some of you guys in the next month or so in San Francisco for that. It's probably the only conference I'll be speaking at this summer. So would love to see some of you folks there. Outside of that, really do appreciate the time, everybody. Have a good one. Take it easy. Peace.